Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy hosts, and we're broadcasting live from lovely, and it is actually a very lovely day here in Austin, Texas. Julie, my dear, welcome to today's radio show.
Yes, thank you. It is my pleasure. As always, I'm excited about today's show because it's very timely based on a lot of requests we've had from both our Premier Coaching members and our podcast listeners and various emails, and I think it's one of the quintessential challenges that any agent, regardless of their, you know, newness or grizzled veteran status, faces, and that's the not very sexy topic of time management, but we're going to make it practical and applicable and give you some action steps to get back in control of your day. So I'm excited about
that. That's right. And absolutely. You know, it's interesting, guys. I know when you're thinking about joining one of our coaching programs and you're talking with one of our new member enrollment coaches, one of the things that they say, that you guys say, that you want more than anything is you want to have control of, it's usually of your lead management. You want to be able to basically feel more consistent with your cash flow. And the other thing we hear consistently is that you guys want to obviously have some resemblance of a schedule. And so that's the reason Julie chose this topic today, because actually the scheduling aspect is the thing you can put in place the quickest and get the most bang for the buck. Now, before I get to Julie's got a great email to read, and I've got some personal shout-outs. One of my personal coaching clients, Brandon Jackson. And I know Brandon listens every day, and so does all of his office and all of the different offices that his brokerage owns. So, hey, Brandon, good job. So, Julie, get this. Brandon has become an absolute Navy SEAL Team 6 level prospector, and he's now setting on average, he's literally setting an appointment a day. And this is somebody awesome. That came from the world, and you guys can reach out to Brandon Jackson. I've done an interview with him on our podcast. Just listen to a past radio show. But this is the type of story that I love because it just honestly excites me. This is the one... You know, this is the reason we do what we do. So Brandon's experience was just like a lot of your guys' experience. You thought it was normal to buy leads. But Brandon worked at a brokerage that bought leads, and some of you guys joined teams that buy leads, and some of you guys own these teams and own these brokerages, and you're stuck in this paradigm where you're having to buy leads. And you're realizing, and you know you are realizing this, that the cost of the leads are increasing. The quality of the leads absolutely have been decreasing. This is not new news for any of you. We're going to be publishing some information, actually. I got it from Keller Williams and Gary Keller last year at his homecoming event, and this year at their homecoming event. They're talking about the fact that really the number of people that actually transact primarily from having, your leads that you're buying, those leads are so bad that they're less than 10% of those leads that you get will ever transact with anyone. In other words, they're just absolutely not worth buying. So Brandon and a lot of others, I know if you guys have only been in the business for 10 years, I know you're suffering from the belief that you have to buy leads because that's what everyone tells you. 10 years ago, right when this all started with Zillow and really Realtor.com, then all these other companies got into the lead selling business. You know, it worked. Honestly, guys, if you were in the real estate business, I remember I was on a coaching call. The gal's name was Alicia, and she said, Tim, have you heard of this Zillow thing? Of course I had, but Zillow just went public, and they were selling buyer leads, and she didn't have any competition. She was the only agent in your marketplace. And she's like, don't tell any of your other coaching clients about it. It's really working for me. And she was the exclusive agent getting all these leads. She wasn't having to share them. This was before the impressions, you know, all this other gimmicky stuff that made the leads not as good quality. Now, here we are 10 years later. Zillow competes with a billion other companies that sell you guys leads. You get what I'm getting at here, right? The lead buying days are over. And a lot of you, again, if you've only been in the business for 10 years, you think that's the only way to do it. Well, I'm here to tell you, not only is it not the only way to do it, but it's the most efficient, most expensive, most failure-prone way to have any sort of business, let alone a real estate practice. So just be very clear on that. Before you start the year with signing these agreements, agreeing to buy leads, you really need to be honest with yourself about why you're buying these leads. You really need to really drill down on what I'm asking you to think about. And the reason that you guys buy leads, and I only have a half hour with you every day, so I'm just going to be direct, is because you guys don't have the skills or never have been told to develop the skills in some cases to develop your own leads. And furthermore, and this is what really has poisoned our industry, so many of you, you know, 10 years or less, you believe that you have to work your way and go through some sort of like, you know, Dark Crystal or, you know, Tolkien sort of going to Mordor, you know, sort of journey before you're allowed to become a listing agent, which is insanity. So what I want you guys to open your minds to is that you can become listing agents from day one if you have a proven path to follow. You do not have to buy leads. Look, guys, I get the fact that everyone is telling you something different. I get the fact that there's coaches out there that are all they do is talk about buying leads. I also get the fact that it's really coming to the point where if you guys don't figure out how to do this without buying leads, you're not going to be in business. Or you don't have the money to buy the leads, so somehow you think you can't be in business. That is not the way it actually works. Any top-producing agents, they know what I'm saying is the truth. So dial in, focus in, realize that you can build an incredibly profitable real estate business. Number one, just say hell no to buying leads. And number two, do what Brandon Jackson did. Learn how to generate your own leads. The listing appointments that he set, 7 appointments since our last call 1 week ago. Here's a little secret, guys. He didn't buy a single one of those. He generated them all himself. And literally, they cost nothing for him to generate. And in his marketplace, I'm guessing, assuming he takes all of them, let's say he takes 6 out of 7, which is his average, he'll make between $40,000 and $50,000 for 1 week's worth of work. This is not made up stuff, guys. This is real. Do the same thing and you'll experience similar results. The easiest way for you guys to get started on this journey, this path, is just request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. At the very least, you want to grab our free books, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, The Real Estate Treasure Map. You get those books just for filling out the form. If you're on our website, Tim and Julie Harris, just fill out the form that's right there, or just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Do not delay on that whatsoever. Please, guys, it's the middle of February 2017. Do not delay learning how to generate your own business. It's not difficult. Once you get the skills together, and really the skills aren't even that difficult to learn, nothing we're asking you to do is going to require advanced education, believe me. So, guys, look, this is your path forward if you really actually want to make a huge amount of profit from this real estate practice and not just spend it all on buying leads, okay? So Julie's got a great email to read. Then we're going to get to our, I think what you guys will agree is very, very informative, powerful content on how to get control of your schedule. Julie?
Yes, thank you for that. And before I read this email, and I want everybody to pay close attention because this really touches all of you, I'm sure. I do have permission to share this agent's email. I always try and get permission, especially when you guys are being very introspective and so honest. And sometimes you say, no, I'd prefer you don't, and then we don't. So I just wanted to throw that out there. This is from Tracy Duggan, who is a fantastic agent in Memphis, Tennessee. And I know that because Tracy is a frequent poster on our private Facebook page for members only. And Tracy's always having great success stories. Sometimes there's challenges, but she's very positive and takes a ton of action. So Tracy wrote to me a couple days ago, Julie, good afternoon. I'm a daily listener to your podcast and a student of your program. I've had my license almost 2 months now, and I looked Tracy up. She has a business management background, but is only licensed for 2 months so far. And I'm trying to do everything your program teaches, but I will admit that I don't do it all, though I'm working on my weaknesses or egos more candidly. I currently have had 1 closing and 3 commitments to list within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So, Tim, to your point, licensed 2 months, already had 1 closing, 3 commitments to list within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Tracy is not waiting to go through the fields of Mordor, as you said, to become a listing agent. But she also writes, I'm working with buyers and sellers, so I've got other buyers that I'm working with. That means that my whiteboard, she's talking about a coaching thing that we do in Premier where you have to track what you're doing. Her whiteboard, showing she took action, for leads currently has 8 people on it at the moment. Now, these are great numbers for me, but I must admit I'm a little overwhelmed. Part of it, I believe, is time management. I'm letting myself become a Pop-Tart agent for fear of losing business. But I also acknowledge that I have to get this under control because the busy season hasn't even started yet. I feel very overwhelmed by the amount that I have to do every day. It seems like as soon as I get started calling expireds, again, taking action, something happens, and then I stop. I get a phone call from a showing or an email with a new client to call. I'm terrified not to call people back right away for fear they'll move on to someone else. I'm still calling expireds, but not at the rate I want. To give a general outline of my day, I have a daily prospecting schedule. Another thing, right from the treasure map, took action. It requires me to email at least 5 people, hand out at least 3 business cards, talk to at least 5 people on the phone, and send out at least 5 note cards. Plus, I usually call expired, send out mailers to them, and I want to add door knocking, but I'm not there yet. Am I being unrealistic for how new I am? I don't think so, but maybe I am. I usually get anywhere from half to three quarters of the list accomplished every day. I'd rather keep the list than shrink my expectations of myself and still not get anything done, or everything done. Is my thinking off? She goes on to say, I'm terrified of failing, of people changing their minds, of things falling through, not being good enough, not knowing what in the world I'm doing, of just everything. How did you do it? I listen to you every day, and you just know. You and Tim know how to manage it all, and I don't. I realize this is not the way it is, but I feel like everyone has their stuff together except for me. The coaching I have is great, but I have to. There's no way to fit everything into that one coaching call, and I emailed her that we now have daily coaching. Can you help? Direct me to the best podcast, book to read, whatever. I appreciate anything you can provide. Regards, Tracy Duggan in, again, Memphis, Tennessee. I write back, hi, Tracy. Thanks for your honest and introspective email. May I give you a radio shout-out tomorrow, so I get permission for that. It's a great intro to our upcoming shows about daily schedule and ideal day. I went on to recommend, first of all, she is absolutely taking action and setting a shining example of exactly what we want you to do. Yes, you can handle it all, but I also suggested
just
that she have a...
Just read your email. Just read
okay.
your email.
Let me see.
Don't talk about it. Just read it. I'm
You're
sure
doing a great
wants
job.
To hear exactly what you said. Yeah.
Okay, it's not too long.
Go ahead.
You are doing a great job, especially for a newer agent. Seriously, for 2 months in the business, this is a fantastic pipeline, and you should be proud of it. I think you need to give yourself one day a week to regroup, get caught up, catch your breath. This will help you keep a grip. The biggest challenge is to keep planting the seeds while you take care of your growing crop. And then I said, I'm also doing daily coaching calls in Premier, so check that out on the website and show up so I can help you daily. I promise you're on track and you're doing great. Try adding the Get a Grip Day once per week. I recommend on Monday or Friday. What are your thoughts? And so we had a nice back and forth about that. And she says, I do agree, the biggest challenge is planting while growing. And by the way, that is not just a Tracy issue as a new agent. How many grizzled veterans are challenged by keeping your planting up while your crop's growing? I was afraid to sit back and have a catch-up day, but once again, those fears are driving so many decisions. So if you think it'll help, I will try it. I'm all for following everything you give me. Thanks so very much, from Tracy in Memphis. So that was our back and forth for a couple of days, and I absolutely expect Tracy to be on my daily coaching calls through the Premier Coaching she's involved with. Back to you.
So just Julie just mentioned this, and Tracy and everyone else, Premier Coaching members, you guys are now entitled, like, and you better sure as heck take advantage of it because we're spending a lot of extra time on this and it's not costing you any extra money. We are now providing you guys for no extra charge daily coaching every day at 12:30, literally. It's 12:30 Central. And the information is on the website on Harris Learning, so just log in and get that. Julie does these calls. These are literally, guys, these are one-on-one calls with Julie. She'll present something for like 10 minutes, and then she'll have you guys ask your questions, just you and Julie on the call. Everyone, you know, who else is on the call gets to listen. They don't get to talk. They just listen. The cool thing about doing it that way, and frankly, a lot of you guys have requested it. We did it that way, so we changed. It's a lot more work for us, but the reason we did it that way is because it makes it so you can get your own question answered, but you can also learn from the struggles other people are having. And oftentimes, learning from the struggles that people are having that are further up the mountain than you, it's going to save you so much effort. So that's the reason we switched everything. And it's every day. So Premier Coaching members, and for everyone else listening who's not a member, this is our coaching program that when you use the student approval program, it's less than $100 a month, and every single one of you are approved. If you don't have credit, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, we're working with a lender who's basically made it so every single one of you guys can get this program. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and you'll learn more about it. But, yeah, it's every single day is what the coaching is. So today, Julie's going to be talking about the morning routine and daily schedule. So Tracy and everybody else, here's where you need to get to, and I'm going to kind of like jump forward into your future, and I'm going to tell you essentially a summary of what the top producing agents that we've ever coached and what we did when we sold real estate. You got to get your day down to basically mastering 3 to 5 things. I'm not stepping on Julie's notes for the show today, but that's really where you're going to go to. And those 3 to 5 things are going to be prospecting or lead generation, whatever you want to call it, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing. And that's really it. Everything else is a distraction that can be delegated. And, I mean, you don't do it. And if you never learn how to close a transaction, I mean, to the point where you're as good as a transaction coordinator, but you're really good at pre-qualifying, really good at lead generation, really good at listing houses, you'll be right as rain. Because you can delegate, hire out transaction management stuff. So, Tracy, I'm guessing from your email, you're more of an analytical type, but you also got a good bit of driver in you, so you take action, which I love. but don't allow the analytical to dominate the driver. The driver is what you need to keep in the driver's seat, pun intended. So you keep on going out there and doing all the work even when you don't want to do it. And trust me, this is 20 years ago. When Jules and I sold over 100 houses, we were nervous, we were disorganized, we were scared. We were everything that you're experiencing. And you know what? That's a good feeling, because when you're insecure, when you're not sure of what you're going to do, when you're allowing yourself to feel those feelings, that's where the growth happens. It's when you decide you want to be complacent and never want to feel stressed and never want to feel challenged and you don't want to have anybody, you know, ask you, all these other protectionist type thinking. That's when you become complacent and you stop growing. So, Tracy, if you stay in the state of being a little scared and nervous and not knowing what to do and, you know, basically, but you continue to take action, you're going to win at such an incredibly high level that you won't even believe it, really. So the bottom line is what you said. Just keep doing what you're doing. Do it as close to – as a new agent, you need to do as close to what Julie tells you to do as possible. Literally, don't change it. You can change it later as you can personalize the scripts and whatnot as you become better at it. But for now, say it like Julie says. Do it like exactly what she says. And then, you know, follow blindly. And you guys, it's incredible. The success stories that we hear from you every day, all day, our private Facebook members page, the videos you guys send us. So, look, stay focused. And, Tracy, I'm proud of you. Keep focused on that. And don't slow down. No matter what, don't slow down. Don't let anyone come to you and say, I want you to speak at our conference because you're doing a great job, or we want to give you an award because you listed 3 houses. Do not allow the mediocrity of real estate industry to enter into your head. Say, no, thank you. I'm going to stay drilled down. My goal is to sell X number of houses, help this number of people, and make this amount of money. And do not allow your ego to get suckered in to the vortex of real estate mediocrity. What would it be? Mediocrity, Julie? Is that a word? What's the word?
Mediocrity.
Something like that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, I think that's really good. And again, this is very encouraging. If you guys want to email us anytime, it's Tim. Gina's yelling us. Did you get the chat, Julie? She said mediocrity.
Thank you.
I got it.
That's why we
Thank
have
you,
a
Gina.
Producer.
Yeah. So it's Tim. It's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. So you guys can email us anytime. We respond to all of our emails when we're prioritizing on our time block day. When we get emails from folks, we always prioritize our coaching members first. We treat you guys like royalty. So make sure if you have any questions or challenges, you ask for help. And I'm going to say this again, Premier Coaching members, we've upgraded your one-on-one coaching system. You now have not a monthly, but you have a daily one-on-one coaching call. Those calls take place every single day at 12:30 Central. And Julie, as in this Julie, I had someone say, Coach Julie? Julie's actually your wife? Yes. Julie Harris.
No, my avatar does
calls.
It. No, wait a minute.
Your
that'll
avatar.
Be next year after I... Great one.
And then on Thursdays, Coach Rochelle does it, and that's where we focus on the stuff that she focuses on. So drill down, guys. Take advantage of these calls. Show up. Ask your questions. Learn from other people. Move forward with fury. All right, Julie, let's get to our notes.
Okay, perfect. So this is all about the morning routine and daily schedule. We're going to start with a secret. It's important to recognize that your daily schedule should always be based on profit. More specifically, on the things you must take action on daily to lead to that profit. And, you know, Tracy's email was laced with profitable action. She actually has a prospecting schedule that she sticks to for the most part, but it all had to do with dollar productive stuff. Great example. So, again, memorize this list. I do this on virtually every podcast for different reasons, but it all gets down to profit. Memorize this list. This is what you should be doing. Lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing, and I always add lather, rinse, repeat. If it's not on that list, why are you doing it? So get clear right now that you must lead with profit, and that means you must lead with profit-producing activities. Now, I want to go on in my notes to say the most common profit-killing, schedule-wrecking activities of all agents, and we know this because we've coached for a long time, regardless of the market or your experience or price range, the most common profit-killing, schedule-wrecking activities are, number one, no morning control of time. Getting to work when you finally can get to work is not a plan. That's what hobbyists do. They fit it in when they get to it. So not actually having a morning control of your time whatsoever. Now, there's other iterations. Some of you have got a little bit of control of this. And I find oftentimes, Tim, it's because it's not up to them. Anybody that's got kids, you guys have to get them fed, dressed, out to school, however you handle that. Sometimes it's not up to you, which is kind of nice built-in accountability, but that's not everyone. So number one, more in control of your time. Number two, getting stuck in the weeds of transaction coordination. You guys love to use that as an excuse. I have to take care of my deals. I have to save a deal. I have to put out fires. Get a transaction coordinator. It's the cost of each transaction. It's built into it, or it should be, and it's well worth it to maintain your sanity and buy your time back. Yes.
Let's level off there for a second. All right. So listen, again, I always have to slow us down because I know that of the 170-some thousand folks that have come to listen to us on a regular basis, I know a lot of these guys aren't aware that you can hire a transaction coordinator for literally nothing. So I'm not literally nothing, but almost literally nothing. On our website, members, you need to go there. There's a section. Julio's going to tell you what it's called in a second. And we give you a list of all the folks you can hire to do transaction coordination for you. If you're a new agent, I want you to close at least two or three deals yourself so you can learn the process. All you need to do is have an overview of how it works. And then after that, I strongly encourage you to find a transaction coordinator that you can pay per file. Some of you guys have offices that do that. Others of you will have to outsource it. And again, we have the outsource suggestions on our website. Some of our top producing agents making, you know, selling hundreds of houses, making millions of dollars a year, outsource their TC work. You should consider doing it yourself. But again, if you're a new agent, go to a title company. You know, go to see how that end of it works. You have to at least know it so you can talk about it, but you certainly don't need to figure out all the nuts and bolts. Julie said something really critical. It is a mistake that agents make throughout their careers. They'll get some deals in contract. They'll service the deals close, then they're broke again. That is not what you need to be doing. Don't do that. That is absolutely positively you choosing to fail. Follow the schedule. If you're going to do the TC work, if you're new, then do that in the afternoon. But the main stuff you do every day is the lead generation, the pre-qualifying, setting the appointments, what Julie's instructing you how to do now. Pay attention. Be focused. Do not be afraid. And do not rationalize that I have to do all my TC work. I can't afford to hire anybody. You can hire someone for $200 or $300 a file. You can charge a transaction fee to the seller, and the seller will pay it. It's all legal. Make sure you run it by your attorney and your broker and the rest of it. You can probably, I mean, guys, look, don't use that as an excuse. Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, that is one of our most common things. So I'm saving deals, putting out fires, what have you. For some of our grizzled veterans listening, I also have some personal recommendations. I'm working with our coaching clients on virtual TCs. There's lots of options. You have contract transaction coordinators. Most of you have in-house TCs. You're just being stingy, not saying, oh, for $350, I'll just do it myself. Well, what is the cost of you really doing it yourself? It's far more than the $350 on that deal, far more. It's just an excuse. So number three, here's a favorite, playing around with social media, pretending that it's generating leads for you. Now, we could have an entire show or a week of shows about that, couldn't we? So playing around with social media. Social media is there to be in addition to, not instead of, real lead generation. It's to support you and to give you a better connection. It is not instead of actual lead generation. I think I have to go on or I'll get upset about that one.
But
okay,
it's optional.
Number four.
That's
optional. You can cut it out entirely and be okay.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. But you can cut out all the social, you know, networking stuff and be just fine. It's there as an enhancement to the real work. It's not the real work. Maybe someday in the next 20 or 30 years when we're all basically, if, you know, Elon Musk is right and we're all basically going to be, you know, running around in these virtual reality situations and we're going to be sharing our bodies with computers that are going to have to help. I mean, who knows, right? It's going to be like some sort of science fiction movie if Elon Musk is right sometime in the next few decades. If that's the case, then maybe we can talk about being, you know, the social networking stuff might replace real communication. But for now, it never will. And again, I feel sorry, and I do mean that quite literally, for those of you who've only been in the business during social networking, have never realized, never taken the time, or have had no one tell you that that is not absolutely positive, the quickest and most efficient way to make money in the real estate business. It is something to supplement the real work, not to replace the real work. Yes, I know there are speakers out there who are telling you to like and tweet and Facebook your way to success. Well, guess what, guys? They never sold real estate. You find me somebody who's actually built a real estate practice selling hundreds of homes for at least 10 years in a row who has done it 100% off social networking. You know, no actual, you know, net doesn't exist. Never will exist, in my opinion. So be clear about that, Julie.
Yeah. So, here's a deep, dark secret. I hope everybody's really listening closely. a lot of houses sold before the MLS was even online, much less Facebook, Twitter, or all the houses actually sold. Stuff happened. It was okay. In fact, we had a lot more control of the business in those days. But anyway, okay,
yeah.
Number four. These are time-sucking, schedule-wrecking common problems. Number four, going to appointments that you don't have to go to. Home inspections, lender lunches, free trainings, oh my. If it's not on the dollar productive list of activities, it is not a necessary appointment. You're just hiding out, pretending to work. Well, that's kind of severe.
Oh, hold on, Joy. Hold on. So-and-so is coming to town, and they're going to be talking about the new Facebook ads, or they're going to be talking about video viral marketing, or they're going to be talking about, you know, the best way to like a post. Oh,
and
I have
meanwhile,
to go to it.
Meanwhile, our premier members are busy taking listings while you're at that seminar, just saying. Go to it if you like.
That is the reality. That is how the world works. And let's not kid yourself. It's just creative avoidance. It's elegant creative avoidance. Oh, I'm working today. I have to put on a nice suit and tie because I'm going to a conference today. I'm going to be learning about social networking, my CRM, my drip campaigns, my this, the other thing. Oh, then I have a beautiful excuse. Oh, it's out of town. Good hell. That means
even
I
better.
Can screw around for 3 days as opposed to just an afternoon. Come on, guys. We've been in this business for 2 decades. We know what you're thinking. Please do not think that that stuff's going to get you into the end zone. It won't. It never has, never will. Stay focused. Do what you have to do to actually be in service to other people and do the real work.
So here's the cure, because we've been pounding on them for a few minutes here. We just to quickly review the things that typically get you guys off track, no control of your morning time, getting stuck in the weeds of the transaction coordination, playing around with social media, and going to appointments that are unnecessary. So those are now the activities you're no longer allowed to do. If this is a challenge, make a deal with your spouse, your kids, your assistant, whoever you can make a deal with, that every time they catch you doing any of those things, they get a crisp $100 bill. That will cure you almost instantly. If that's not enough, make it $500 until you're clear that you're not being profitable, or making it clear by literally taking profit from you when you do those schedule-wrecking activities. So on tomorrow's show, we'll get back to what you've got to do daily in order to meet or exceed the goals in the five areas of life that we've often referenced in our podcasts. But it does start with generating leads in the first place. Remember, without leads, the rest of the list is meaningless. You might have the most polished listing presentation in the world or the most amazing buyer pre-qualification script. You will when you're one of our premier members. But with no leads, it really doesn't matter. So tomorrow's podcast, we're going to talk about the nitty-gritty of your dollar productive schedule. And I think that Tracy's email was a killer intro to those thoughts. And I would much rather have Tracy be at least temporarily overwhelmed with an abundance of business as the result of her daily schedule than be floundering getting ready to get started to maybe someday feel like putting something into action. She is earning while she learns. That's very clear. And that is absolutely superior to some of the other lack of schedule days that some of you follow. And again, you know, this is something that comes up over and over and over. It's not maybe the most exciting thing to discuss, but I get excited by the results that you get when you get serious about it, just like Tracy has. So back to you, Tom.
Well, Julie, it reminds me when, you know, Tracy's story reminds me, and she asked this question and put my mind back in that state, when you and I first got in the business. I know you have to get on a call, so this will be a lightning fast story. You know, when you and I first got in the business, we didn't really have any direction. We had to learn as we earned, and we had to. You know, Julie, I won't give you our backgrounds too much in this call, and you guys can, you know, listen on our website to interviews and such we've done. But look, we weren't handed anything. We weren't given a real estate practice. None of our parents, Julie's parents, are school teachers. I mean, we had no background in real estate. We were, you know, maybe a year or two out of college. Julie was essentially she worked at a year-round Christmas store. Yeah, you know, I had a car cleaning and detailing business. I mean, guys, we did dabble in real estate investing when we were in college. We bought our first house when we were in college. All that's true, but there was no reason to believe that we would be, you know, where we are today and where we've helped so many of you, thousands at this point, become successful as well. But here's really what we did: is we embraced the overwhelm. We embraced the lack of knowledge. We knew what we had to do was be working directly with sellers and quite a few buyers our first year and put them in contract. And everything else, we accepted the fact that we sucked at it and we got good at it over the years. But what we had to do is we had to help folks buy and sell homes. That has to be the priority. Everything else, guys, it becomes a distant second, third, fourth thing. If ever you learn it, some things you guys can delegate. You know, some things, you like we talk about TC work, well, how about everything? How about making brochures? How about taking pictures? How about pounding signs? How about putting stuff in the MLS? You never do any of that stuff. You just follow our program and focus on the five things that are going to get you paid every day. And guys, guess what's going to happen? You're going to experience more success than you can possibly imagine. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, I know you know from listening to us every day that we're not lying to you. I know you know we're not full of shit. I know you know what we're telling you is actually the truth about how to make money in real estate and how to be successful. And yet I know that you guys are going to be distracted by pretty shiny, easy-button objects. Today, right now, some of you are thinking about buying leads. There's some Yahoo right now calling you, right, who's going to try to sell you some zip code. And I know you're going to be tempted because that easy-button stuff, guys, I get it. It sounds so sexy. Oh my gosh, I do this one thing, it solves all my problems. You got to have the maturity. You got to have the business discipline. You got to have the belief in your future to say no. Say no. Earn the skills yourself. Learn the skills yourself. I talked about Brandon at the top of our call. Guys, I was so happy and so proud of him because here it is, Brandon, who maybe a couple years ago was like so many of you are, where he was just basically chasing bot buyer leads, ruining every weekend and evening, and he's got four kids. I mean, had to be a lot of stress on his family. And now he knows that he can set a listing appointment a day. I want all of you to be experiencing that level of confidence. That's your future if you choose. It doesn't have to be what everyone else is experiencing. You could have something absolutely brilliant. So, guys, listen, if you need us for anything, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. In the meantime, remember, coaching existing coaching members, it doesn't matter if you're in the Premier Coaching VIP or the Elite Program, get on Julie's daily calls. She absolutely owns these calls. You guys have to be tuning in. The information's on the website. If you can't listen to her, if you can't ask your questions, if you can't have your one-on-one stuff every day, no worries. Every call is recorded. It's going to live on the website. And a massive enhancement to what we've been doing, and I'm sure, and it's been by absolute demand of all of you guys that we, you know, get more information to you faster, so that's what we've done. Existing members, use that service. Use the system ASAP. If you need us for anything, you guys got our emails. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.